Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are on site at Quinton's. This is kind of a cool place. Brad Anderson is with us from AARP Iowa. This is nice, huh?
It's great, Michael.
And it's cool.
It's cool. I mean, it's cool both physically and aesthetically.
I know. I love it. And so we're here with Brad Anderson and Lane Ferguson. We're going to talk with Lane in just a moment. But this is a project that's going on right now, as a matter of fact, in the East Village on Grand Avenue. And this is all about road dieting and protected bike lanes and really cool stuff. And so I'm going to get into it with Brad first. Brad, welcome back again.
Thank you, Michael. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you here. This is a really interesting project. Why is AARP involved in building a better block?
Well, this is part of our livable communities work. And so one of the things that we want to do with this block on East Grand Avenue in the East Village is show in one block the art of the possible. So it's showing what would it look like if we had protected bike lanes, but they were colorful and beautiful? What would it be like if we had more outdoor seating? How do we allow not just the 50-plus population, but the entire population to make it easier to walk downtown, to make it easier to bike to work, but also make it a destination? And so our goal is to show people really physically and in person and in a very real concrete way what it could look like and what the art of the possible is. And also, you know, show the city council, because obviously they've got some votes coming down the pike here on, you know, making some of these protected bike lanes permanent, for example. And we want to say, look, you know, these things are popular, and they can really improve your streets, and they can make your streets and your communities and your blocks a destination.
And that's not just wishful thinking. And we're going to turn our attention to the project manager. His name is Lane Ferguson. Lane, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm really interested in the long-term effect, in the economic development effect here. And we'll have photographs of this on the radio blog so people can actually visualize what the heck you guys are doing. When we talk about money and we talk about investment and we talk about economic development beyond the livability aspect of a place, what does this mean? What can this mean to a community?
Yeah, so I think it means a few things. On a couple different levels. One, I think by showing how when adding active transportation, new development can stay. And so something we're focusing on in this better block is that we don't want Grand Avenue to be a place for you to get through and move from one place to the other to get downtown or to your house. We want Grand Avenue to be a place to come and stay. And so when people are staying, when bikers can slow down and kind of visualize more of what's happening, that's when they're going to shop more. That's when they're going to stop and eat or enjoy a beer at Quinton's. So that's a big part of what we feel like adding and designing this better block is going to add to this street. But an investment portion of better block that I think is really important to us is, so what we do in better block is volunteers come and they build the block themselves, and they have an opportunity to get to share their ideas. And so there's a huge part of just the citizen empowerment portion. And so how many people from this are going to be more involved in the elections coming up or the votes coming up for wanting to make this happen? But since they're out there building it themselves, they're more invested into it. They have more control over the say.
I was just talking off mic with Jeff Wiggins. Jeff happens to be the traffic guy for the city of Des Moines. And he is so pumped about this project and other future projects here in the city, for example, on University Avenue on the Des Moines side, University Avenue on the Windsor Heights side, that these can become real economic drivers. And we've seen that on Ingersoll, where rents in commercial spaces went up by 10 to 15% as soon as there was, and that was just a striping, for crying out loud. It wasn't a beautification necessarily. Do you have, Lane, other examples of where this type of work, protected bike lanes or more livable streets, has increased the economic value?
Yeah, so it's happening all over the country. In Indianapolis, the Cultural Trail, They've seen business improvement by 100%, and they've made over $1 billion in return from the protected bike lane they've built. In Atlanta, they have a major project happening called the Atlanta Beltline, where they've taken an old railroad track, and where there's so it's an abandoned railroad where there is no room for development. They've turned it into a bike lane, and billions and billions of dollars have been put in for private investment just to be on this, because everyone's wanting to take a bike now in Atlanta. And so active transportation has really changed the game as far as investment into communities, and really brought people back to the core of cities.
And final question about that in particular, this is not a one-off. I mean, this is something that's been going on in other cities, as you indicated, here in the United States, but in other countries, Holland and Belgium and France, and you know, you go on and on and on, where these people are utilizing different modalities to get from point A to point B, and oftentimes bicycle or walking is part of that.
Yeah, and cities like Des Moines have to be ready for when those people moved here. So if these cities want to be competitive and really attract people here, then we have to build infrastructure that they can use. And so cities aren't just designed for cars anymore. We're designing for bikers and walkers and all sorts of different types of transportation.
We're going to turn our attention back to Brad Anderson for just a moment. And Brad, this all makes perfect sense. I'm an old guy. Okay, I am in your sweet spot as far as individuals.
We call that 50 plus.
Yeah, that 50 plus. Yeah, or 60 plus, or 65 plus. You know, but you know, as an elder cocker, you know, I look at this and I'm going, this is such a cool design and a neat economic development tool for other parts of Iowa, not just Des Moines, but other parts of Iowa to get involved with.
Well, the economic development angle that you pointed out is a great one. And part of the permitting process to even get this project underway here in the East Village was you had to go door to door, business to business, and ask them to sign to allow us to even do this. And not one single business turned us down once they saw the rendering. They all knew the potential of this type of economic development and this type of infrastructure project and the impact that it could have on their businesses. So our goal at AARP is to showcase the work that we're doing here in the East Village and then go to other communities across Iowa and say, look, this is what is possible. What would be a good fit for your community? And then how can we get our volunteers invested in helping you reach that goal?
How is the 50-plus, and you and I have talked about this in the past, 50-plus voter is very active out there. I mean, they are a guaranteed block. They will go out and vote. But at the same time, the 50-plus voter sometimes have reservations about change. How do you get over that?
I think 50-plus community certainly would have reservations about maybe change that they see as too extreme. And our view is to not bring about that type of change. Our goal is to bring about common sense change. And so I think within our membership at AARP, when you show them protected bike lanes, streetscape projects, public art, outdoor seating and benches, a lot of that stuff just makes common sense. And so, but sometimes you need to physically see it. You know, you can talk about it, and you can talk about complete streets, and you can talk about planning and all that stuff and zoning.
You gotta have a vision for that, and sometimes
you need to see it.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of this Better Block project this week, is to show it and see it. And when it's that type of change, the 50-plus community will get behind it. And it's not just going to vote. They'll show up at city council meetings. They'll show up at businesses. And they'll show up actively to try and bring about the right kind of change for their community.
We're with, that's the voice of Brad Anderson from AARP Iowa. We're also with Lane Ferguson. Lane, this has been going on in other communities, as we've indicated. What's the acceptance level out there? I mean, when you're doing these projects, and these are temporary projects, to be sure, what happens?
Yeah, so, you know, I think a couple things happen. One thing that is interesting, when we go into cities, we kind of live by policy to always say yes and. And so we let anyone have any idea, and we never say no. And I think I think so many times we...
So you're helping them buy in.
Exactly. So many times I feel like, you know, if someone says, well, I want... there's five lanes and I want it reduced down to two. And someone from an engineer or someone from the city says that's not possible. And so we go in and say, yeah, let's try it out. Let's see if that works. So that's a big part of the Better Block is, I think, trying to remove fear. That remove a lot of the fear from things changing.
Now, one of the things that has happened here on Grand, on East Grand, is that, what, a year ago maybe, these temporary pylons were put up and to sort of indicate bike lanes and parking areas and things like that. And there's a lot of blowback about that because it looks like everything's under construction.
Right.
which can be frustrating to some people, especially if you're not in that area often. A project like this, where you're making it semi-permanent, you've got colorful things going on, how does that help people better react to what's going on?
Sure. Well, so it was really cool that the city of Des Moines did start a pilot project, and at least doing something to test it out. What we wanted to do with this design was enhance that, because no one's going to fall in love with a candlestick delineator.
Right.
And so we really want this Better Block to be something some people fall in love with. And so it's a really loud design. There's a lot of colors. I'm going to put a lot of trees out. We're sitting outside and we're watching. They're building a big buffer space and benches out there. And so we hope people can really enjoy this more than just delineators. And so we want Grand Avenue to be, again, a place people want to come and stay and come and be at.
Brad, as we look across the state of Iowa, because AARP Iowa is across the state of Iowa, and this is handy for you to do because your headquarters is here in Des Moines. If you had to pick one or two other communities that you might want to try this in, where might you go?
Well, right now we're taking a good look at Cedar Rapids, and we've got a great base of volunteers in Cedar Rapids. And so we're trying to – this is something that grows from the bottom up, though, not the top down. And so one of the things we're doing is we're holding conversations with our folks in Cedar Rapids. We're going to start putting out some – potential surveys to see what people want, what is a good fit for their community. You know, maybe it isn't protected bike lanes, maybe it's public parks, maybe it's, you know, additional walkability. Who knows what they need?
And they'll tell you.
And our job is at AARP at the staff level is not to dictate that; it's to listen and then provide the resources to make it happen. And so Cedar Rapids is a great potential venue for that. But there are also other small towns, you know. There, you know, I know you're from Windsor Heights. You know, that's not Des Moines proper. It's Windsor Heights, and they've got a whole different culture there, and they've got a whole different political system. But I know we've got AARP members there that would love additional walkability and bike lanes. So maybe that's an opportunity to work with the folks in Windsor Heights to see if we can make that happen. So... we're starting here in Des Moines, and the livable work that we're doing and have been doing, we've only really been doing it for a couple years now, but our goal, it's one of the most popular things that we do, and our goal is to expand it statewide here in the near future.
Good stuff. That is Brad Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. He is the director of the AARP Iowa branch, very active in our communities. Do you cycle at all?
I do.
Yeah, well, I
do.
Figured maybe, yeah.
Yes.
Ragbri, you know. Have you ever gone?
I have not done Ragbri. It's one of the things I cannot understand why I haven't done it, because I've lived here forever. But I do bicycle, and I think, who knows, one day I'm definitely going to do it.
Good stuff. Brad Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, and Lane Ferguson, we're talking about Build a Better Block. It's all being... really coordinated by our friends at AARP Iowa. Thank you so much, Brad, for doing
this. Thank you, Michael.
We certainly appreciate it. Lane, thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having us.
Good stuff.